The Adventures of Sam Spade, Detective, brought to you by Wild Root Cream Oil Hair Tonic, the non-alcoholic hair tonic that contains lanolin. Wild Root Cream Oil, again and again, the choice of men who put good grooming first.
Sam Spade Detective Agency.
It's me, sweetheart.
Oh, Sam, I knew you'd have the courage to come back and face it.
Well, I'm back, Effie. What shall I face first?
You didn't do something else, did you, Sam?
Besides what?
Besides running away with that woman in a stolen car.
You're a little mixed up, Effie. The car was stolen from her.
You mean it was her own car?
Well, not exactly, Effie. You see, she stole it from somebody else, and then somebody stole it from her, and then I got it back for her.
My, it must have been quite a car to be worth all that trouble.
Well, it wasn't exactly the car that was worth all that. It was her body.
Her body? Sam, I don't understand.
Think it over, sweetheart. I'll be right down to dictate my report on the convertible caper.
Dashiell Hammett, America's leading detective fiction writer and creator of Sam Spade, The Hard-Boiled Private Eye, and Richard Scott, radio's outstanding producer of mystery and crime drama, join their talents to make your hair stand on end with The Adventures of Sam Spade, presented by the makers of Wild Root Cream Oil for the hair. So now, with Gene DiCardo starring as Spade, Wild Root brings to the air the greatest detective of them all in The Adventures of Sam Spade.
Oh, Sam, look at you. Can't you take no for an answer?
And just what do you mean by that, Miss Perrine?
Those claw marks on your face.
Wrong again, sweetheart. She said yes, I said no. Hence the scratches.
I knew she was that type the minute she walked into this office. That ankle bracelet and green nail polish.
Green nail polish.
Well, she isn't very, very Angelita, if you ask me.
This one goes to homicide, Effie.
Oh, no. Not another murder, Sam.
What else? Date, June 15, 1947, to Detective Lieutenant Dundee, San Francisco Police, from Samuel Spade, license number 137596. Subject, the convertible caper. Dear Dundee, it had been a rather uneventful morning, but just before lunchtime, things began to look up. Her clothes looked like real money, and what they were wrapped around looked even better. She eased into the chair I had pushed out for her, rattled about $1,000 worth of charm bracelet at me, and after she'd arranged her legs, mouth, and eyes to our mutual satisfaction, she allowed me to hear the sound of the beautiful voice.
I do not know if you would be interested in my case, Mr. Spade.
Put your mind at rest, Miss
Estrada.
Miss Estrada.
Who knows? Perhaps I am merely a waste of time.
Well, now you let me be the judge of that. My time is your time, Miss Estrada.
Oh, you are very simpatico, Mr. Spade. Very kind.
Sam, please.
My automobile has been stolen, Mr. Sam.
When and from where?
Last night, after midnight, as I was checking into the Hotel San Rafael, where I am staying, I foolishly left it parked outside with the keys in it.
Have you reported this to the police?
No.
I suggest that you do.
No.
No?
No.
Well, why not?
Because I stole it from another.
I see.
No, but you do not see at all. If the police find the car and notify this one from whom I stole it, then that one will know I am in San Francisco.
And that's bad.
Ay, ay, ay. If he finds out I am in San Francisco, then he will come here and kill me.
That's bad.
That is why I must recover the car rapidly and without the police. You will kindly help me?
It would be a pleasure, Miss Estrada, but hot cars are not exactly in my line.
You wish that I will become killed?
Oh, I don't think anyone would murder you just for stealing his car.
Oh, no, not for the car, no. Already he tries to kill me once, twice, three times, so I take the car and drive away rapidly.
Away from where?
Mexico, state of Chihuahua. That is where he resides, this pig who wishes to murder me.
Why?
Oh, he drinks, he becomes a beast. He accused me of, look, here on my shoulder, the scar, where already he cuts me with a knife.
My, my.
Now, you have seen something that changes your mind about me, eh? You see that I am sincere.
Why, Mrs. Estrada, I never had any doubts.
Oh, please, I am without friends. You will call me Angelita?
Yes, indeed, Miss Angelita.
Bueno. Now we are friends. Now you will help me find the car before this pig finds it?
And what is this pig's name?
Pig is the only name I would honor him with. Pig.
Uh-huh. And what make of car is this?
A Dianza. You know this kind of car?
Yeah, it's a foreign car. I've seen a few around. It must have set the pig back several $1,000s.
Oh, he steals everything. Listen, my dear Sam. Please know this. It is a convertible with big fenders. The color is pink.
Uh-uh. Not anymore. That's the first thing a car thief changes. The paint job. Any other distinguishing marks?
Distinguishing?
Yeah, anything else that might help me recognize it.
It has a radio.
You don't say.
Uh-huh. And it has 2 windshield wipers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I'll just buzz around a while, Angelita, and if I find a car that fits that description, I'll let you know. Now, my fee is something that
we... Yes, that is something I must tell you. I have no money.
Oh, that's great.
But I am sincere. You said so. Look, my darling, take this. It is worth very much. See? This little charm alone, platinum set with diamonds, worth very much. You will keep it until I pay you, eh?
Well, I...
Hasta la vista, Señor Sam.
She thrust the charm bracelet into my hand, bit me on the ear, and departed. I put a Band-Aid on it, ran some cold water over my head, poured myself a stiff slug of bourbon, and examined the bracelet. The bangle, she'd pointed out, was a white metal disc with a monogram in diamonds, 2 vertical bars with a horizontal one on top. It looked like the Greek letter pi. I knew it was at least worth my fee. I dropped it into my pocket and went out. My first stop was over on Mission. The sign on the building said, Masterpiece Auto Painting, Joe Rembrandt, proprietor.
Sam, long time no see.
Hello, Joe.
You got something you want painted?
Not exactly, but I think you might have painted something I want.
Oh, Sam, you know how it is. They drive them in the front, we spray paint on them and push them out the back. No questions asked.
That sounds like quite a turnover, Joe.
Yeah, well, what are you looking for, Sam? A murder car?
Could be. It's a custom job. A foreign car, a Dianza, convertible.
Oh, sure. Came in this morning. Probably the one you're looking for. You know, it isn't every day you see a Dianza convertible. Any color, you know? Especially 2 tones.
Yeah? Which 2 tones?
Oh, say, canary yellow body, maybe baby blue fenders. A real snazzy heap.
A heap,
you know what I mean?
A heap, huh?
Yeah, a real heap. Is that what you needed to know?
It was. Happy Herman Heap was one of the biggest used car names in the city. As I got off the streetcar in front of Happy Herman's happy lot, a flash of canary yellow paint caught my eye. I strolled down between the rows of cars and found it.
Yeah, yes, sir. Heap is the name. Happy Herman Heap. Every car on this lot is in perfect mechanical condition. Take your choice, sir.
Well, it's kind of hard to choose, Herman. There's so many here.
Yeah, yes, sir. Remember our slogan. It takes a heap of heaps to heap a heap on you.
yeah. Say this yellow job with the blue fenders there.
Yes, sir. This one. Well, the motor in this car, it needs some work, sir. Now, over here we have another one that...
But just a minute. Does this one run?
Yes, sir. It'll run. But over here...
Yeah. Well, this is more what I'm interested in. Here, let me try it. Sounds all right to me.
Oh, idling, yes, but needs some work in the transmission or differential or something.
Yeah, mind if I drive it around the block?
Well, you see, the mechanics were just about to work on it. Besides, I'm afraid this car is worth more than you'd care to invest.
Well, let me try it out anyway. Here, let me leave a deposit. I reached in my pocket for Angelita's charm bracelet and dangled it in front of Happy Herman Heap's happy eyes. He took one look at it, and his expression changed.
Well, why didn't you say so? No deposit is necessary, sir. The car is yours. Drive it as far as you like.
Well, thank you, Happy Herman Heap. I took him at his word. I put the magic bracelet back into my pocket and drove off. I knew I was holding something more than the steering wheel, but at that point I didn't quite know what it was. All I had to go on was a luscious hot tamale and a story about a pig somewhere in Mexico. And It wasn't long before more seasoning was added, and the whole pot began to boil over.
The makers of Wildroot Cream Oil are presenting the weekly Sunday adventure of Dashiell Hammett's famous private detective, Sam Spade. Don't buy a different kind of hair tonic for every member of your family. Get the one kind they all like, Wildroot Cream Oil Hair Tonic. Wildroot Cream Oil grooms your hair neatly and naturally, relieves annoying dryness, and removes loose, ugly dandruff. Get a bottle or tube tonight, and ask your barber for a professional application of Wildroot Cream Oil Hair Tonic. Again and again, the choice of men and women and children, too. And now, back to the convertible caper, tonight's adventure with Sam Spade.
I drove the canary yellow Heap with a baby blue fenders up to O'Farrell Street and parked in front of the San Rafael Hotel. I slipped the doorman a buck to watch it for me and went on into the lobby. The desk clerk said that Senorita Estrada had checked out 30 minutes before and had left no forwarding address. A house deck's an old buddy of mine by the name of Tiny Stover. I found him in the bar and asked him if he could fill in any blanks.
Sure. I remember, Sam. A very nice dish.
Any callers, Tiny?
Yeah, two guys. She went out when they came in, and ain't been back since.
And who were they?
You won't believe it, Sam. One of them was Tom Carey.
What's he doing in San Francisco and in broad daylight? He's wanted for murder in most of the Western world.
Yeah, well, I think he was out of the country. I don't know what's brought him back, but there must be plenty in it.
And the other one?
Some kid from Mexico. I never saw him before.
Any idea where I might find them now?
You might try room 613.
Do me a favor, will you, Tiny?
Anything at all, Sam?
There's a convertible parked outside in the loading zone. Here, stow it in the hotel garage for me, will you? Upstairs, as far out of sight as you can get it. I went upstairs and rang the buzzer of room 613. The door was opened by a little dark-complected man with hard eyes and Indian features. There was a mean-looking knife in his hand, but he put it away at a nod from Tom Carey.
How did you find out I was in town, Spade?
Well, I didn't find out from Angelita.
Well, I don't know how much she told you, but if she told you this much, she was leveling with you. It's a million-dollar caper, and you know about some of the things I've done for less.
What's in it for me?
What did she pay you?
Nothing. She left this charm bracelet in hock.
Now, boss, I caught him now.
Shut up, Baco, shut up. Give me that charm bracelet, Sam.
Watch it, Tom. Don't crowd me. There's something bigger than this, or you and I wouldn't be here, and you know it, and I've got it.
All right, Spade. What do you want?
I want to hear you talk.
Well, I guess you know I've been down Mexico way.
I'm listening.
Got a little business down there. A garage business.
Running hot cars across the border from the States?
Oh, we cool them off. A little body work, a new serial number. It's like plastic surgery.
Sounds like a good business. You shouldn't be neglecting
it. I'm not. You met the señorita?
She says you want to kill her.
Oh, no, no. Nothing like that. I was un poco loco. I just scared her. It didn't mean anything. I thought I could scare her into sticking around.
And?
I let Paco nick her shoulder. Just a little bit. That's all.
Just a little bit.
I figured her wrong. I know that now. If I could see her for 5 minutes, just to talk to her, I know it'd be okay.
I can't help you, Tom. I want to talk to her myself.
Listen, she hasn't got a centavo. Just that automobile. If she figures on trying to sell it, well, I'm sure...
Not anymore.
She has already sold it?
Some car thieves took it. She hired me to trace it.
Sam, maybe broke and in a strange country, I'd look good to her again. Here's $1,000. Look, it's all yours.
Boy, this is so sudden, Tom.
Oh, it's nothing, it's nothing. When you see her again, you give her that bracelet back, won't you? It was a present from me. And whatever you do, don't find that car.
Okay, Tom. One thing I don't understand. You said it was a million-dollar caper.
I mean that. She's worth $1 million to me.
The girl, Tom, or the car?
Oh, I wish you hadn't asked that question. I really wish you hadn't asked it. Now get out of here while you still can.
Now? I caught him now?
Sam. Remember, Sam, don't find that car.
When Tom Carey said $1 million caper, he meant just that. He never risked a rap for less than $100,000, and no dame that ever lived was worth more to him than a hot mink coat. Evangelita wasn't the million-dollar package the car was. I didn't know what was in it. With Tom-Tom, it might be diamonds, dope, smuggled Chinese, or just plain money. After making sure I wasn't being followed, I went back to the hotel garage. I climbed the long, curving ramp to the second floor and found the canary-yellow De Anza convertible crowded in behind four ranks of cars at the rear of the building. I started to work on it. Nothing in the luggage trunk, nothing under the seats, nothing in or around the upholstery and the door panels, nothing anywhere. Then I went back and found Tiny Stover, and the two of us went over it a second time.
It's a cold lead, Sam. It's no good.
It's not. I know it's not. Now think. What's different about this car?
Well, it's more solidly built than most. The bodywork, I don't know. There must be something else. Hey, here's something.
What?
There's a hole punched out of this fender over here, about the size of a quarter.
Here, let me see that.
Yeah, right here, where it curves under. See?
Yeah, I see.
What's that you've got?
It's a charm bracelet. Would you say this charm was what was cut out of that fender?
Let me see. It fits. It fits even the little curve.
Yeah.
What does it mean, Sam?
That charm is solid platinum.
Hey, Sam, are you trying to tell me that the fenders on this car are solid platinum?
You got a pocket knife?
Yeah, here it is.
Thanks.
It shines. Sam, is this a hot car?
I didn't answer him. I didn't have to. He looked into the gray-white gleam of the bracelet charm and the spot on the fender where I'd scraped some paint off and answered the question himself. Angelita's convertible was convertible in more ways than one. It was about the hottest car in San Francisco as of that moment. After I left the garage, I tried to phone Tom-Tom, but he wasn't in. I started to get the uncomfortable feeling that he was out looking for me. He was. As I stepped out of the phone booth, there was a rush of air past my left ear. A knife stuck in the wood less than an inch west of me. I went out into the street just in time to see him duck around the corner and into an alley. I ran after him. I collared him and threw him back against the wall.
Let me go. Let me go. I cut you.
What do you know about that car?
Oh.
I said, what do you know about that car?
Oh.
Come on, talk or you'll get more of this.
I don't know nothing. They don't tell me nothing.
Where's Angelita?
I don't know. Angelita, she don't know nothing neither. Only Tom-Tom and...
Tom-Tom and who else?
I don't talk no more.
Are they cutting you in?
I don't need no cutting. The boss, he pay me good. 40 pesos, sometimes more.
Sure, you do all the dirty work, and if there's any trouble, you'll take the rap.
What means this, take the rap?
They put you into a little room and squirt gas in at you. Soon you fall over, dead.
Gas? Tom-Tom do this?
He does indeed.
Inga, come, I take you to the man, the boss. I think he will be very happy to see you.
The old mansion Paco took me to was about as high on Russian Hill as you can get. It was faced in brownstone and had a high iron fence around it. On the gate was a nameplate, H.H. Lovelace. When I opened it to go in, I noticed that Paco was no longer with me.
Well, Mr. Spade, come in, come in.
The gray-haired gentleman who greeted me was wearing a wing collar, a carnation, and a very distinguished air. I could hardly believe it, but he was definitely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, none other than the one and only Happy Herman Heap.
Well, Mr. Spade, I see that you're surprised.
I am overwhelmed, Mr.
Lovelace. Lovelace is the correct name. For my avocation, I selected my first and second names, the H.H., you know. My full name is Herman Heap Lovelace.
You don't say.
And now, about that car, Mr. Spade.
Yeah, about that car.
I must admit that you outwitted me on the lot. I was rather proud of the little device I had created. The disc on the charm bracelet, you know. When you showed it to me at the my business establishment, Why, I naturally thought that you were authorized to take possession of the merchandise.
Naturally.
However, I am not adverse to enterprise. And I am prepared to pay for my blunder, sir.
If you said a million, I still couldn't accept, Mr. Lovelace.
Oh, and why not?
I was hired to recover that car for my client. It's not mine to sell.
Well, it certainly is not hers.
I don't care whose it is. All I know is that my client's life is in danger, and it has something to do with that car.
You are referring, I presume, to Miss Estrada?
I could be.
You will excuse me one moment, Mr. Spade. Darling, Mr. Spade has arrived.
Buenos dias, Senor Sam.
That's all she said. Then she stood there, looking at me in that way that made you not care who she was double-crossing or why. Then she turned to Lovelace, alias Herman Heap, and...
How much does he know?
Alas, everything, I fear.
He has agreed to our terms?
Yes.
Good. Now, I must have my bracelet back, Senor Sam.
Sure, it's right here in my... I reached in my coat pocket for the charm bracelet she'd given me to keep for. It wasn't there. It wasn't in any of my pockets. I guessed that it was in one of Paco's pockets. Angelita watched me fumbling, her eyes blazing with anger.
Fool! You have lost it. We are helpless without it.
I thought it was the car that you wanted.
Please, please. One thing at a time. I suggest that we first gain possession of the car.
Yes, you are right. First, the car.
Ah, yes. This is the car, at last. A princess in vulgar paint, but still a princess. No royal coach carrying a king to a coronation ever held such riches.
Lovelace, you talk too much.
Yeah, so I do. Well, take your place at the wheel, Angelita. We shall drive out of here and into a splendid future. After you, Mr. Spade.
Oh, no, Mr. Heap. After you.
Well, yes. Ironic, isn't it? That with all my varied interest in automobiles, I've never learned to drive one.
Lovelace, be quiet.
You seem kind of shaky, Angelita. You sure you can handle the car down the ramp?
I am a very good driver, Sam.
Angelita, stop. Put on your brakes. There's a man coming up the ramp.
It's the pig. The pig.
Look out.
He was dead before I got to him. As I leaned over him, I saw the bracelet lying beside his hand. I picked it up, walked back to the car. Angelita and Herman Heap Lovelace were sitting in stony silence, glaring at each other.
Is he dead?
Yep.
Was the bracelet on him?
I didn't look.
Lovelace, go and frisk him.
Must I? He's very distasteful to me. Come, Mr. Spade.
You fool. How can we trust this detective?
Oh.
Go on.
Very well.
Get in, Sam. Get in. We leave him here. What's the matter? Something wrong?
Nothing at all.
Come back here. This is an outrage. I've been tricked. Come back here, I say.
Please, Sam, a cigarette.
Sure. Here you go.
Gracias.
Por nada.
I saw you pick up the bracelet. I meant that you should share it with me. That is why I gave you the bracelet in the first place. I liked you.
It couldn't have been that you were safe as long as Tom Tom didn't know where the bracelet was, and if you had to kill somebody for it, it would be me.
Oh, please, my darling, what does it matter now? We are together. We have the car. We have the bracelet. And the pig is dead.
That's what worries me.
Oh, surely you do not think I meant to kill him, do you?
Of course not. Your foot just slipped. You stepped on the gas by accident.
Yes, that was it.
It won't hold, sweetheart, not with me.
But with The police?
My story won't help you. I don't know enough.
Oh? Then I told you everything. I was with Tom Tom for a year. I hated him 365 days of it. I tried to run away. But always that Paco came after and brought me back. Then Senor Lovelace came with the car. Senor Lovelace had mucho dinero, but he could not take it from the country. So he bought and he stole platinum. But there was no safe way to get it across the border.
So for a cut, Tom Tom had the platinum made into fenders and welded onto the car. Why was the bracelet so important?
Oh, it was too dangerous for Lovelace to bargain directly. Tom Tom was to get the money for the platinum and to give the little piece of the fender as a token. Lovelace would then know who to give the car to when they showed it to him.
And that's why he let me drive the car off the lot.
I don't care, darling, even if you did try to steal it. Now, we understand each other, no? You are tough, too. Tougher than Tom Tom, I think.
Now
we have everything for ourselves. You and me. What do we care for the others, huh?
Yeah, you make a good pitch, sweetheart, and you look beautiful while you're making it, but I don't like your driving.
What do you mean?
Pull over. I'm driving us back to the city.
No.
I said pull over.
I won't let you do it. I don't care what happens.
Take it easy. You want to kill us both?
Sure. I will kill us both. We live together or we die together. Yes or no?
You're nuts.
Answer me.
The answer is no.
You will see I mean what I say.
The fog thinned out just as we rounded a bend in the road. There was a point ahead with a sheer, a 300-foot drop to the sea. She jerked the car away from the pavement and steered straight at it. I grabbed the wheel and twisted it. The car skidded on gravel and slid sideways toward the cliff. I got the door open and tried to yank her out with me. She held on and kicked me until I rolled free. She didn't look very beautiful when I saw her for the last time. And the canary yellow convertible with the baby blue fenders was a pile of junk. Very expensive junk, but junk all the same. I understand that the federal men have confiscated the platinum and are holding Lovelace for questioning. I doubt if he'll crack. Nobody can embarrass a used car salesman. Period. End of report.
Sam?
Well?
Sam, what was the pie for?
The pie, F?
You said there was a Greek pie on the charm bracelet.
Well, not exactly, sweetheart. It was actually a double T for Tom Tom Carey.
Oh, that's nice. Sam?
Yes, Angel?
Do you really like this racket we're in?
I hate it.
So do I. But don't let's ever go into any other.
It's a promise, sweetheart. Why, I'll never know.
Good night, Sam.
Good night, sweetheart.
Adventures of Sam Spade, Dashiell Hammett's famous private detective, are produced by Richard Scott. Gene DiCarto is Sam Spade. Diane Smitham is Effie. Featured in tonight's cast were Richard Gulla as Herman Heap and Juan Transvina as Tom Tom Carey, with North Wells and Paul Saran. The Adventures of Sam Spade are written for radio by Bob Tallman and Gil Dowd and directed by Dave Amaral. Join us again next Sunday when author Dashiell Hammett and producer Richard Scott join forces for another Adventure with Sam Spade. Brought to you by Wild Root Cream Oil, again and again, the choice of men, women, and children, too. Now, this is Carter B. Smith reminding you to
get Wild Root Cream Oil, Charlie. It keeps your hair in trim. You see, it's non-alcoholic, Charlie. It's made with soothing lanolin. You better get Wild Root Cream Oil, Charlie. Start using it today. You'll find that you will have a tough time, Charlie. Keeping all the gals away.
Hiya, Baldy.
Get Wild Root right away.
Listen. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.